Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I do want you to get in touch because I want to know, would you be willing to work out twice a day for 45 minutes for each session and drink 4.5 litres of water every single day for the next 75 days? That is 75 hard, this brutal fitness challenge that has really taken TikTok by storm. And John Belton is the owner of Number 17 PT, human performance and wellness coach. John, thanks for joining us in the programme. Will you just explain the rest of the 75 hard fitness regime and what's involved?
Thanks for having me, Andrea. Yes, so the 75 hard regime has been around for quite some time. But really, it is gaining a lot of popularity now in the last while, obviously due to TikTok, etc. The whole premise was about, I guess, creating that mindset of, you know, staunch discipline, building mental toughness. And to do that, you needed to have these non-negotiables in your day, I guess. So they're training twice a day for 40 minutes, sticking to any diet of choice, taking a daily progress picture, drinking a gallon of water per day, reading 10 pages of, you know, self-development sort of stuff. I mean, it's all pretty hardcore, pretty ramped up. But of course, it has done exactly what it set out to do. It has got media attention. It's got eyes on it. It has got people perhaps moving and you know, getting started. But unfortunately, with anything that's extreme, you know, there's an extreme start, but generally there tends to be an extreme stop as well.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in this case, it tends to come in the form of injury or burnout or, you know, or all of the above.
Like 75 days consistently with no rest day, because I was looking at this on TikTok. I've seen it over the past few days, but when I was looking at it in more details this morning, like they describe the 75 soft regime as being a day where you take a effing rest day is how they describe it. So like this is 75 consistent days of two training sessions, 45 minutes per day, a gallon of water.
Gallon of water is hardcore as well.
I think I'm great drinking 2 litres of water a day, you know, like a gallon.
You are great doing 2 litres of water a day is fantastic. There's a couple of issues. First of all, I've no doubt that this came from a place of wanting people to be healthier and, you know, in a better version of themselves and to achieve success. So we have to remember that. But however, you know, like I said, it's gotten a little extreme now. And unfortunately, people feel like if they're not doing 75 hard, they're not exercising, they're not living, and they're not going to see the results. The thing about it is the devil's in the detail here. If you were to look at what exercise means to, you know, an elite athlete versus somebody who's coming from a sedentary lifestyle, arguably, if you've got someone who's a very elite person who can train pretty hard, they're not going to be able to train twice per day because the way that they train is going to be pretty full on. It has to be very well structured. It would have like an active exercise, an active form of exercise as well as a strength piece. But if you take general population and put them into that component where it's like, right, you exercise twice a day. What I would love to say is you start your morning with an easy walk. You finish your day with a yoga session one day, a strength session the next day. That's, in my eyes, exercising twice a day. And I actually would encourage people to, you know, to be more active. And if that means exercising twice a day in that sense, then that's fine. But there's no prescription to it. And that's where I unfortunately see so many people fall down, because they think the only way to exercise is harder and, you know, more sweat and more blood and tears equals better. But the problem is there that just doesn't last, especially when you add in caloric restriction, you know, and zero rest days and nothing that's really talking about restorative work like massage or anything else like that. So, look, we can pick it apart and there's loads of little things, but I mean, 75 soft sounds a lot nicer, but I agree that's what everyone should be aiming for.
Yeah,
you know, taking
a
rest day when you need it. If I ask people to drink 3 litres of water a day, my goal is that they're getting a minimum of 2 in and pushing towards that 3rd litre of water, provided that's how much they need.
The other interesting part in this too is, you know, for 75 hard, the regime, they talk about people taking a progress picture every single day for 75 days. So you can see why this has become such a huge trend in social media. Like the whole thing is just geared around TikTok, quick hits. Look at the transition from, you know, day one to day 75. And, you know, it's all just that formed and shaped very much for social media. You can very easily see how, I suppose, younger people too. And look, any of us could get completely sucked in by something like this. Three sessions a week training at 45 minutes? Four? What's the John Belton recommendation?
Oh, My recommendation is to exercise a minimum of 5 times per week, but I actually would encourage everyone to exercise daily. Again, the prescription of what that exercise is based on the individual. For some people, that's walk your dog 7 days a week, do a little bit of breath work and maybe some added mobility into the week. For other people, it's 4 strength sessions, you know, a steady state aerobic session, an interval-based conditioning session, a yoga session. So there, what has happened in the last number of years, so I'm 20-something years in this industry, and when we started out, you know, it was, you never train 2 muscle groups back-to-back day after day. You have to let them rest, and there's all of this. But, like, obviously the research is, and science has moved on a lot now. And what we are seeing is that people want to exercise more, and that's absolutely fantastic. And that's, you know, that's my goal, and that's what I want to see. And you can exercise more if that means you want to, you know, play a game of tennis or paddle or badminton or whatever that is, play a game or do a dance class, add in your strength sessions. There's a strategic way to do that. So you're getting a very well-rounded level of fitness. And CrossFit actually managed to do this really well when CrossFit took off at first, although it did encourage rest days. It brought in strength training, it brought in aerobic training, and it brought in what it called metabolic conditioning, which is high-intensity training. But you rarely, if ever, in a properly structured CrossFit program, you never got 2 strength days back-to-back, 2 aerobic days back-to-back,
yeah,
or 2 conditioning days back-to-back. Because you were, it was all, there was a strategy behind it. Now, what the, you know, what CrossFit did was get every, it was 3 days on, 1 day off. That was their training split. And that day off was an active rest day or a complete rest day. So, you know, I'm diverging off of what we want to talk about today. But the reality is that there's definitely components to 75 heart that are worth taking it on board. And personally, I actually looked at my training, and this year I've taken 4 days where I didn't actually exercise. Now, I know that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but what I'm factoring in there is they are days where I wasn't out for like a walk with my dogs, or I didn't play a game of paddle, or I didn't do something like that. So, you know, if I go for a walk with my dogs, it's 45 minutes to an hour. For some people, that's a big walk. But, you know, I'm doing 45 minutes to an hour, and I might listen to a podcast, or I might be at this stage, you know, pushing a baby in a buggy or whatever that is. So I don't view that as exercise. I view that as just what people should be doing. That's the bare minimum of movement. So if we take this back to what 75 hard is, if you're taking someone who, you know, gets out of bed, has their breakfast, gets in a car, sits at a desk all day once they get to work, sits on a train or car on the way home, sits on the couch in the evening, if for them to start bringing in more activity and doing a 45-minute walk twice a day, it would be absolutely transformative for them, and it would be beneficial for them. And, you know, provided they eat smart and eat well, they're not going to burn out. They're not going to feel anything from an end. You know, so there's something to be taken from this. But
yeah, it's not the one size.
Always try to. Yeah, the one size fits all is the thing that catches us out all the time.
It's definitely, it's certainly catching the imagination of a lot of people. It has more than 2 billion views on TikTok alone. This is the hashtag for 75 hard. John Belton, owner of the number 17 PT, human performance and wellness coach. John, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. As John says, this one size fits all approach, it doesn't work for absolutely everybody.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.